Oh, we are back. It is the Gunsmith Show, and we're talking the original Gunsmiths.
Yep.
They are back in the saddle. Listen, you guys, I know, going to talk about seasons coming up, the hunting seasons, give people some great information on that. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
You're right. So Diamond Jim's, right on Dort Highway in Burton, is an outstanding store. You will absolutely be enthralled with your wonderful choices of
Tires and
shocks and struts and
rubber accessories for your vehicle.
Well, the main thing is
that keep your vehicle on the road.
He gives you all the options, and his prices are stupid good. So he's taken such good care of me. I refer him like 3 times a week, and I go to church with the guy. So he's good people. Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway. You can call him at 810-743-4210. Better yet, go see him Monday through Friday right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol. It's 4112 South Dort Highway,
you know,
in Burton, Michigan.
He's 20 minutes from Lapeer, downtown Lapeer.
Yeah, not a bad ride at all.
Is it worth 20 minutes to save that much money?
And
absolutely.
On the way back, when you got brand new tires, you can stop at Williams Gun Site. See there?
There
See
you
how
go.
Works? There
Two birds, go. One stone.
There you go.
One
so, and But oil changes, lube, repairs, air conditioning, heating, get your car fixed up, get the shocks fixed, good tires, since you got traction this winter. Go to Diamond Jim's. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. All right, Jake.
Yes.
I'm joined by my son Jake today. We started the show 13 years ago and have had a ball with it ever since. And Jake's back from Florida. He's living here in Michigan with me again, and we're able to hunt together and shoot together again. It feels like Dan says, we got the band back together. So it's pretty darn nice. And I got my daughter-in-law with us, too. She's not in the room right now, but she's done the show before.
She has. She's done the show. This is was it before? During COVID? Before
during COVID, I think she came in the studio
the show.
And did
she
it, though.
Did. She did.
And then sometimes during COVID there, we did the show right from our house.
We did.
So it was a lot of fun. And we do have the capabilities. This is modern radio. So we can broadcast from our home, but this works pretty good.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah. Well,
dogs barking, gunshots in the neighborhood.
Dogs always bark during our show.
Dogs barking, neighbors revving up their engines.
Yeah.
I guess we should do the show inside.
I get my finger stuck in the reloading machine.
Yeah.
That's no fun at all. Hey, but let's talk about seasons.
Yeah.
Because today's the last day of rifle season.
Of standard.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Regular firearm season in the state of Michigan ends today. Final shots, 5:31 p.m.
Okay, 5:31. Write that down. After 5:31, unload your gun.
Unload your gun.
Walk back to your car and call it a day. You didn't get one or you got six. It doesn't
matter.
Or
you shot at many and didn't get one.
Hey, hush. Hush your mouth. Anyways,
so,
I have done a lot of shooting this year.
You have. It's all been practicing. You're just getting better for when you see the deer you want to kill.
Yeah.
That's,
I haven't seen the one I really want
to
get.
You were just testing to make sure that trigger works.
I just got to stop changing things around.
You do.
Jake's been telling me this for a long time. Dad, you change things too much. And
I've had the same 450 since they came out.
Yep.
You've sold your 450.
Seven times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've put 12 different scopes on it, and then you're wondering. Anyways, well, we're working on that.
Well, I got a new one now, and it's working good, and I'm gonna shoot it before I go out again today to make sure that it's right on the button, and because I'll be out this afternoon hunting.
Yep, get those last moments in.
What starts tomorrow, Jake?
Well, that's the thing. So tomorrow, let's say and with the amount of licenses you can get up to 10 antlerless licenses in Michigan. They're truly trying to eradicate.
They're trying to thin the herd big time.
And there's two different points of view on this. And you talk to some folks, and there's very prominent people in the SCI community and the sporting community in the state that feel Michigan's really dropping the ball on a healthy deer herd.
Right.
There are other states like Ohio and Indiana where they're limiting the number. You can only get one buck and like two does.
Yeah.
Michigan, now is it to, you can't have hunters if there's no deer, right? You can look at it from that point of view, too. But they're not limiting how many deer you can really take. 10 does and crop permits. And, they're really trying to thin this herd out. So, starting tomorrow, December 1st, you have the late season archery.
Okay.
Now, of course, check your book, download the DNR app. And if you're hunting, you really need the DNR app on your phone so you can do the mandatory deer reporting, too.
Report your deer when you get them.
Very simple. I did it in my blind. It was simple.
Did what in your blind?
Registered and did the deer
registration.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Registered the deer
kill.
That I shot.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
All right, so from December 1st to January 1st is late season archery statewide.
Now, can you hunt with a crossbow too?
You can.
Okay.
Now, if you want to wait, let's say your crossbow broke, you're not healthy enough to use your compound anymore, you know, or you're just saying, you know what, I don't see deer close enough to use a crossbow.
Yeah.
Or my compound.
Right.
Now, you can wait and go to muzzleloading season, which is statewide, and that runs from December 6th through the 15th.
So, 9 days.
Nine days.
Yep.
Now, the ruling on muzzleloader season, this has changed a lot over the years.
Actually, it's 10 days, isn't it?
I think it is 10 days. So, if depending on what zone you're in. Now, again,
yeah, depends. Make that very clear. We're not lawyers. And,
we're not lawyers.
We don't work for the DNR.
And I'm going to keep saying, check your DNR handbook.
Right.
Because I've had to email them multiple times over the past week for clarification on some things. Depending on what zone you're in the state, and that depends on the map and what county, and not even county, can be what part of a county you're in, because the zone cuts some counties in half.
Okay.
Based on roads. So, for instance, down here, Lapeer County, we're zone 3. If you are hunting deer, and this is straight from their handbook, if you're hunting deer during the muzzleloading season in zone 3, you can use all legal firearms to take a deer.
So it doesn't have to be a muzzleloader.
If you are hunting in the limited firearms deer zone, which is down here,
yeah,
you must follow equipment regulations for that zone. So technically, if you're hunting down here, zone 3,
yep,
muzzleloading season, you can still use your 350 Legend, your 400 Legend, your 450 Bushmaster, your 50 Beowulf, Magnum, your 44 yeah. Magnums, whatever.
Any straight wall cartridge.
Whatever you use for the past 15 days,
yeah,
you can also use from December 6th through the 15th.
But they don't want you out there with 30-06s or 308s
now
or
you can in other zones.
Magnums.
North of that limited firearm zone,
okay,
you can use standard, yeah, your 30-06, your 257 yeah. Roberts, those yeah. things.
All right.
Sounds so good. That's muzzleloading season.
All right.
Now, after that.
So from the 16th of December.
From the 16th of December to January 1st for most of the Lower Peninsula.
Yeah.
It's late antlerless firearms.
Wow. So they just want more does killed.
Another doe only season for firearms, which is, again, your legal firearms in your zone.
Well, they say right now 360 deer a day get killed in Michigan by via vehicles.
I couldn't. I mean, I'm on the highways every. I drive almost 200 miles a day every right. day. I've seen deer
everywhere,
dead on the side of 94 in Grosse Pointe, and I see the slaughterhouse north of Clarkston on 75.
Yeah,
and it's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, they even had the big, you know, the big yellow flashing road signs, slow deer zone ahead.
Wow,
you know, that's pretty major.
Yep.
Now, driving through, is it Georgia? One of those states I've driven through, there's 10-foot high fences on the side of the highway.
Yeah, keep them back.
And then some states out west, they'll have the overpasses for the deer to cross or animals to
yeah,
cross.
Yeah, yeah. And well, there's some down south too. There's some in Georgia.
Yeah, just you know, it's there's you know, like what is it? It's a grassy overpass
yeah,
because
grassy overpass. And there's one in Florida like that too.
And a lot of them they'll go under. They've done them under for like the Florida Panthers and things like that.
Right.
They cross under the highways.
Right. And they got that down in. Kensington Park, they've got pathways underneath
yes.
the road, underneath yep. Kensington Road to let the deer go through because there's so many deer down there.
But so there's a tremendous amount of still deer in this state.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would be an advocate for to let their deer herd grow. You see in northern areas, nobody, you know.
Everybody I'm talking to up north is seeing big bucks again.
Because
except
for years,
for the UP.
They had, it has to have three or more on one side.
What's screwing the UP up, we know, is wolves.
Is the wolves.
Everybody is seeing way too many wolves and mountain lions.
I know two people personally who have hunted in the UP this year that have had wolf tracks, that have seen the wolf tracks, have heard the wolves, have seen the wolves, or have found wolf kills. They said coyotes don't drag down a 10-point.
Wow.
Coyotes just don't
right.
drag 10-point deer
well,
down.
Well, I imagine the wolves eat coyotes up there, too.
Probably.
You know? But wolves, to me, wolves have no place in Michigan. Why? You know, it's like you don't live in a den of snakes.
We did this show 10 years ago about when the wolf hunt
yeah.
was a thing. There was a reason the wolves were killed off.
Yeah.
They are lions. I mean, the same way lions attack villages in Africa.
Yep.
Wolves.
Yeah.
The season will change when unfortunately someone gets grabbed by a wolf.
Yep. And, you know, it'll be a kid, somebody innocent.
Well, I mean, they're going to prey off of something.
All right. So extended archery then is the next season.
So, so from the late antlerless firearms goes to January 1st. So New Year's Day. The second, January 2nd, let's forget, we're talking deer seasons in January now.
Wow.
Urban archery. This, again, check your book. What county you're in, this is Genesee, Lapeer County, things like that down in this part of the state. They've opened
the seasons for more
antlerless seasons down here.
Yeah, we got extended archery, extended rifle for doe only.
And that, so extended archery is January 2nd to the 31st.
Wow. Extended, all the way to the 31st?
Extended antlerless firearm is January 2nd to the 12th.
Right.
Again, so check your regulations for what area you're hunting in.
We can still deer hunt with rifles till January 12th.
So from tomorrow, from December 1st, you can technically still deer hunt between rifle and bow until January 31st.
Wow.
Now, are we going to hear the stories of, are people going to be getting does that are pregnant?
Probably. I've done that before. It's not a good feeling.
But that is what's going to happen when you open up a deer season all the way until that time, until these deer have been pregnant now for 2 months.
And remember, squirrel season, rabbit season, crow season,
all these other seasons,
partridge, grouse, some in coyote, of course, are ongoing. So lots of hunting seasons out there right now.
Yes.
So remember to like us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. And go to our website, thegss.com, and listen to us every Saturday right here on US 103.1.
Hey, really quick before we go, we did a post on Facebook on November 15th.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you guys. Don't forget to send us pictures of what you're using in your blind. You know, we want to see, what are you, the listeners, using? Tell us a story. Are you using your grandpa's old gun? Are you using some new gun you bought? Have you decided to branch out and you're trying something different? Let us know.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. It's The Gunsmith Show.
All right.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. More Gunsmiths coming up right after this.